Hey, welcome to Good Call.
Today on Good Call, we're going to talk a little bit about your movie, buddy.
We're going to talk about Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Did I take a selfie with Ray Parker Jr.?
Did you?
While I was six tequilas deep on the red carpet. Yeah. And then I butt dialed him at 4 a.m. because I got his number and then lost my key and tried to judo chop Jackie Chan, kick my front door in. Woke up two of my people, the people in my apartment building. My Polish landlord, Roxana, yelled at me, and I told her, I'm sorry, I'm fucked up. I just went to the Ghostbusters premiere, and I tried to kick the door in. And she was like, what? You cannot do that. And I was like, I'm fucked up. You don't think I know I can't kick my door in? I had no other options. It's 4 a.m. I don't know what to do. And then I called this locksmith. This guy, I feel like, was a figment of my imagination because he shows up with 94 tools and, like, tries all these different ones. And finally, he kicks the door in.
The locksmith's
tools were not enough, and he resulted, to the same thing that I did. He fucking kicked my door in, and as I'm sitting on the ground after about 20 minutes of him trying, I just sat on the ground. I was just so drunk, and I was like, I can't stand and try to, like, hope this is going to happen in the next 4 or 5 minutes. So I sit on my phone, butt dial Ray Parker Jr., and left, like, a 9-minute voicemail, and I pick up the phone, and I was like, oh, shit. The guy was like, who'd you call? I was like, Ray Parker Jr.
Can I ask you, like, yeah, when he kicked down the door that you couldn't kick down?
Yeah. Did it make me feel like less of a man?
Did it at all?
No, because I go, you're the locksmith. You're supposed to get this door open by any means necessary. I'm just the citizen who made a mistake. Locksmiths are superheroes.
You think so?
1,000%. I can't even tell you the overwhelming amount of relief that came over me. It's like, all right, I'm gonna make two examples, and they're both, one's gonna be very inappropriate, but
which one are you gonna do first?
The appropriate one. Okay. When I was on a weed brownie with my friend Jeff Neiman about 4 years ago, we went to the Santa Monica Halloween parade on Santa Monica Boulevard, which is batshit banana crazy. Hundreds of thousands of people. We got lost from each other, okay? And it was terrifying. And finally we found each other after about 3 hours. And when we reunited, we were so happy to see each other. And it was like, that's how I felt when this guy finally opened my door. The other example I would say it's probably close to is like when families finally got let out of the concentration camps and got to see each other again.
Equal, yeah, it's probably the same feeling.
That's at Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter.
It's equal.
Yeah.
It's funny that I love how people get super touchy about Holocaust.
Are we going? I appreciate it.
Is that what the signal is?
That's what I know.
Oh, to actually start, but you've been recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing where you just the redacted part.
Well, can you?
I want my locksmith rant. Is what I'm saying.
Can you Google redacted?
Redacted.
Yeah. I just want to make sure he didn't insult me.
I don't want to say what just happened. It was
got it. Right. Got it.
Also, you bring up a great point. Googling redacted, which by the way sounds like a Harrison Ford movie that never got made.
Redacted.
Googling redacted.
Oh.
Or a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah.
Neeson and Ford, I feel like, have been fighting for parts for years.
They should have team up.
Yeah.
They should do a Wild Hogs
in
2.
Googling redacted.
They should do a Wild Hogs 2 and have it be Harrison Ford.
Well, neither one of those guys were in it, the original.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, I love that you and I both know that. You know what? Here's why we know that. Because this is a stand-up comic, and you guys know that or may not know that, but know this, that when you do the road a lot, you find yourself with a lot of downtime.
Uh-huh.
And it's on you to fill that with something productive. And sometimes you just don't want to be productive.
Yep.
And you're like, I'm going to watch what movies are available in the hotel room,
mm-hmm,
or I'm going to go out of my way to see what's in the theater. And sometimes you're in a town where that theater only has Wild Hogs.
Yep.
And I'm talking about you, Sacramento. And I saw it, and you know what? Expectations were real low.
Yeah. And they stayed low.
Head and body were real high.
Yeah.
And it was not bad.
You know when John Travolta
had Tim Allen in it.
Yeah, but you know when John Travolta got a script that said Wild Hogs, he was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm gonna."
You think he was?
I'm definitely in Wild Hogs.
He goes, do I get to ride a motorcycle with William H. Macy?
What? If I could do one impersonation,
it would not be John Travolta. Because you just did was,
if I could do one,
was Harold Ramis.
If I wanted to do, if there was one I could do, like I've always wanted to do,
yeah,
it's Travolta.
Yeah.
To me, it's just always funny. But can I make a note about, I don't want to interrupt you. Are you done with your monologue?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt, but you know what else I decided today?
What?
As I was at my house, because you don't have a lot of free time right now because my wife's out of town.
Yep.
I've decided that every time I'm bored, I don't need to jerk off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've
decided like that shouldn't always be the go-to. Well, no. I'm bored. I guess I'll jerk off.
There should be some other things floating around there activity-wise.
And you know what else? I think I need to start making it more special again.
That I wholeheartedly agree with.
Yeah, right now it's not special anymore. Yeah. It's just now, like, whatever. It's now, almost sad.
But now that means something different for everybody. Like, mm-hmm. How far back are you going to when it was really special? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the first time?
Well, when it was really special was like when you were just figuring out what the deal was.
Yeah.
That's when it was the last time it was special.
Yeah.
It's, you're chasing the dragon. It's like somebody who does a line of coke. They chase that high forever.
Right.
So you're chasing, I feel like we're all chasing the dragon a little bit. We want that fucking high again where you're surprised that that feeling came out of your penis. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first time it did, you're like, that does that?
Yeah.
And you've been chasing that high ever since. That's my theory.
I'm still quite impressed that it does it.
Are you?
Yeah. I still don't understand.
Are you surprised a little bit every time?
I still don't totally understand how, you know, I get why pee comes out, you know.
Okay.
Because you drink stuff and pee, and then pee comes out.
Yeah.
But what? We're just sitting on batches and batches of fucking cum, and it's just coming out at that time?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't pee coming out when you jerk off?
Well, because you should have, why isn't pee? Because it's two different things.
Says who?
Well, listen, I would be severely disappointed if I jerked off and pee came out. Like, I would be
disappointed or ecstatic that you are the first guy to masturbate
and have urine come out.
Release urine, yeah.
I would be really disappointed.
That's probably not a good sign. That probably means, like,
that's what I'm saying.
A stroke
broken.
Is coming in the next 72 hours.
You're going to be dead within like 48 hours. If you jerk off and urine comes out.
By the way, how come we haven't heard that story yet? That has to have happened.
I don't think so. I think
that. Really? Scott Baio just spoke at the Republican National Convention. I think anything's possible.
If
at this
you
point.
Were running for president,
by the way, that is a bumper sticker. Scott Baio spoke at the Republican convention. So why can't you jerk off pee?
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
It's a
actually.
Long sticker, yeah, but it's a good one.
I'd like a button that says it.
Yeah.
If you were running for president,
yeah,
forget Scott. Okay, I'm going to give you one athlete, one actor, and one
musician.
Okay, I'll give you a musician, but Trump also brought up what he called regular people.
Yeah.
Do you have any regular people?
Like, for sure.
Anybody out of you, who out of your family? So we're going to
give you.
There's
this kid I grew up with named Ty Pethy, and this kid looks and sounds like you would imagine. Mullet, buck teeth.
He's speaking for you?
Little bit of a lisp. And actually, this was back in elementary school. I haven't seen him since. Ty Pethy, kid was obsessed with salmon, always had a Rubik's Cube on him.
Oh, this girl I dated in college would not stop calling it Salmon. And I was like,
oh,
why are you so...
Can we give her a quick shout-out?
Why are
by
you,
shout
so,
out,
why
I mean
are you
quick,
so good-looking? I mean... every time she said it's you. And I would say, it's Salmon. She goes, there's an L in there. And I said, I know, but the L is silent. She said, says who? And I said, fucking everybody.
Yeah.
That's one of the rules.
But she was so hot that you didn't care to totally correct her grammar.
I tried a couple times, and then she was on the volleyball team, and I was like, whatever.
Enough said.
Yeah. Shorts are like,
the sport of volleyball, and girls will argue differently because they'll say, no, the pants, the way Ryan Klesko used to wear his baseball pants.
Mm-mm. Volleyball
shorts.
Give me
some of that Klesko ass.
Volleyball shorts.
Yeah. Volleyball shorts 100%. In any sport, because tennis, you're not trying to, also volleyball, those shorts are, you know, for the sport. That's like what's necessary.
Yeah.
Something tight and they could be longer, but no, you need to be mobile.
I think that they were designed by a dude.
Or was the creator of the game such a pervert?
They were designed by a dude.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, those pants were designed by a dude who I would love to give a high five to.
Because think about the person who, it must have been a straight man who designed the original baseball uniforms. Because those things were
the baggy
so baggy
ones. Yeah, yeah.
And didn't hug anything. If that was a gay man, he would have been like, well, we'll wear the cups on the outside.
But, in the 70s and 80s, when they also had the John Stockton shorts.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best, and we'll get back
volleyball,
to your.
Volleyball, the best sport uniform.
No, we'll get back to you. What era of basketball uniforms do you think are the best?
The 90s.
The huge baggy shorts?
No,
was that the 90s?
The transition from, like. Like when Harold Miner was really cool.
When's the Fab Four?
Well, it was the Fab Five.
Not really. No, let's be honest.
I mean, the other guy would be really upset.
I know. Name him.
Sure.
Exactly. It was four.
No, it was Jermom Jackson. So yeah. He
Jermom Jackson.
Oh man.
Jermom Jackson.
Yeah, great name.
Yeah, if somebody's got to be named Jermom pretty soon. What are you naming your baby?
Jermom. Wow. I would go. Yeah, that transition from like 94 to 95.
So you say in between the short shorts and the extra long shorts, that transition?
Like the time when like Mark Price just got done being like somebody that you were like, when you were like, I'm going to be Mark Price.
Right,
like,
right.
Kids stopped doing that and kids started being like, I'm going to be Larry Johnson.
So yeah, I didn't like there was a time when things were like fucking crazy baggy. Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't like the shorts that are 3 inches away from being pants.
No,
I don't like that.
Yeah,
at
what
all.
Are you? Are you shorts? Are you pants?
Yeah, I don't like that. You got to make up your mind. You got to commit. But I'm with you. And with baseball, I miss the stirrups. I miss the fucking stirrups.
That was old school.
I know, but you know the ones that go down to the ankle and everybody. I think Manny Ramirez really started that. He even started tucking them under his shoe a little bit.
He did.
Nah, I like the stirrups. I like to see it. It comes down to right above the calf and get me a fucking stirrup.
It's also the one thing that really kind of symbolizes the origination of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
I like the old-timey stirrups.
They're not drinking and fucking in between games.
Strawberry was. Is that crazy? Did you watch that?
Man, I haven't yet, and I want to. Is it incredible? Give me some tidbits.
The tidbits is he was fucking people during the game in the clubhouse.
That's incredible.
I mean, what I really want to do is we got to get a baseball guy on here because I would like to ask somebody their honest opinion about how many home runs a sober, clean-living Daryl Strawberry would have hit. Because his swing...
He was junked up the whole career?
Yeah, he was fucked up his whole career.
But he was like a nine-time All-Star and won three World Series, right?
His swing was one of the prettiest things. Outside of Griffey, one of the prettiest things.
So if you mind hitting... Oh, wait, we're reconnected. We're back.
One of the prettiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it goes Griffey, great. Strawberry,
Wolf.
Can I be honest? Bobby Bonilla,
who's still getting paid by the Mets.
Who's still getting paid, and he's also getting residuals because if you go to Chiang Mai, and you can order a Bobby Bonilla from the massage therapist.
What?
It's their version of a happy ending. You get the Bobby Bonilla.
Where's Chiang Mai?
She jerks you off and gives you one of his trading cards from Upper Deck.
She sticks it to you.
She sticks it to you. No, she fucking sticks it. She jerks you off.
She jerks
with the
you
card.
Off with Bobby Bonilla. She
oh,
has a Bobby.
God, that sounds awful.
She
by
has
the
a
way.
Bobby Bonilla sock, and she jerks you off.
I'm
with
okay
it.
With that.
Yeah.
Bonilla had a sweet swing.
Yeah, but I don't think it was like. It wasn't like those two. Those two were so smooth.
Smooth, yeah. They didn't even look like they were trying.
No. Okay, give me your cat. So, musician, actor, athlete.
So at the
Ty Pethney is your regular guy.
Ty Pethney.
Right.
Ty Pethney, which also sounds like something, if you don't have enough money for the Bobby Bonilla, you get a Ty Pethney.
Ty Pethney, I was going to say, sounds like a disease you catch in India.
It does.
Oh, I got Ty Pethney when I was in India.
Or it sounds like something you order when you don't have enough cash to get the orange chicken. Yeah. You get the Ty Pethney. Oh, God. I hope I know Ty is somewhat fun. He comments every now and then on my Facebook posts.
He's going to fucking
something.
Comment on this.
Ty, if you're listening, dude, hit me up. I would love to talk to you over the phone on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because you were one of the most fascinating sixth graders I've ever met.
And I want to hear what your voice sounds like because he just gave you a little.
Because back in the day with this. You know, my sister just reminded me of, she goes, do you remember when Ty Pethney came? I've been talking Pethney a lot the last few weeks. She goes, do you remember when Ty Pethney came to your birthday party in the third grade? And he gave me. Fucking, this will tell you everything you need to know about where this kid's head was at. He gave me like these crystals, like a box of crystals that were in like, they were in like a potted plant. And I open it up and it's on film. I need to find it. And my sister goes, she goes, your face was so fucking confused. Like if you could have cursed, your inner monologue when you open it up was, what the fuck is this?
It was crystals?
And I'm staring at it and I was like, so like, oh, whoa. And Ty
what,
goes,
like rocks?
That's what I thought. And then Ty says on camera, it's a magical botanical crystal garden.
Oh, no.
He gave me a crystal garden for my birthday in the fourth grade.
By the way, I think Crystal Garden is an unreleased Jethro Tull album.
I mean, it's a great name for something
Crystal
musical.
Album? Yeah.
Crystal Garden.
Crystal Garden, yeah. Crystal Garden.
He gave me a Crystal Garden in the fourth grade. And I was like, yo,
and
man.
You still want to talk to him?
Where's the Hakeem Olajuwon jersey? You know,
yeah.
You're what, really you get for fucking your bar mitzvah? This part. Hakeem Olajuwon jersey?
Is that what you asked for? Not Detlef Schrempf?
No. Hakeem was, Hakeem might be my favorite player of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. Because,
I would not have fucking seen, not the glove and not Sean Kemp.
Dude, if you were to watch me.
I got a Sean Kemp story for you, by the way.
I love that. Let's put a pin in that. Okay. If you come and watch me play a pickup game, a basketball game ever.
Yeah.
Or if you.
Please do not tell me you look like Hakeem Olajuwon on the court.
It's been said.
By who?
By the refs that you've got fancy footwork.
The refs?
Yeah.
What ref? At the YMCA?
There was a ref in this pickup league I used to play in, and this ref was in a wheelchair. That's not imperative to the story, but I did yell at him and get teed up by him and had no, by the way, got in a very combative fight with a ref in a wheelchair.
What did you say to him?
I didn't say anything about him being in the wheelchair. I just said, like, you are a terrible ref. I didn't say, like,
wheel your ass. Oh, yeah,
something, you know, to that extent. But I was very upset.
But I will tell you, by the way,
my footwork was incredible.
I am a proponent. Like, I know people, look, obviously you shouldn't make fun of handicapped people, but when somebody's an asshole, whether you're in a chair or not in a chair, you're an asshole.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think you should make fun of somebody being in a chair.
No.
But I don't think you should. If the dude was an asshole, you could call him an asshole.
Yeah, an asshole, but not like an asshole
right. With
no legs.
Right.
But
right, okay.
So all right,
Hakeem Olajuwon was your favorite player.
Guess what? I would have Hakeem Olajuwon speak at my convention.
That, but what a tricky him and Ty Pethy.
I'd have to. All right, so regular citizen, musician, actor, and athlete.
Okay, so
Ty Pethy, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay, I got
Denzel Washington.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, because if you're having Ty Pethy, for every Ty Pethy, there needs to be a Denzel.
Okay, I'm with you.
I've said it. It was, you know, said it a lot. Yep. Because for every Crystal Garden, I need. Okay, you're telling me that Andrew Beckett doesn't have AIDS. That's from Philadelphia. Remember
right.
that?
Yeah, yeah.
So you need Denzel, and then my musician is probably going to be.
What song are you coming out?
Mitt Romney went with Meatloaf, which was a bold choice.
Yeah,
because he was drunk and forgot the words to.
Would you titty fuck Meatloaf if the money was right? You saw Fight Club, didn't you?
Yeah, but not in a long time. We talked about this last night.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot.
That's a line in the movie.
No, it's not a line in the movie. It's just something in my head that I should probably keep to myself.
But what does Fight Club and titty fucking Meatloaf have to do with each
other? Well, Meatloaf in the movie has big titties.
Right.
And so every time I see it, I'm like, somebody could titty fuck Meatloaf.
Wow.
And listen, if you titty fuck Meatloaf, like, I think that's a story. And the reason I think I would do it is because I don't know a story that tops it. Like, we could be at a party and everybody could whip out all their stories and I'd be like, you ready to hear one? I titty fuck Meatloaf. And everyone would be like, fuck, let's hear that. Okay.
Yeah, because just titty fucked in itself doesn't get the room's attention.
Titty fuck Meatloaf?
Yeah, because also, let's keep in mind, not everyone knows about Meatloaf the singer. So some people are going to be, you know, maybe there's a lot of great food at this party.
Oh,
so
you know
food
what?
Is on the mind and people are going to be like, dude, Josh Wolf, someone's going to take it out of context and be like, that guy loves, the comedian, the guy who brought the potato salad, he titty fucked a thing of Meatloaf.
Oh, you know, like there'd be two different stories.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, as I was titty fucking him, you know what I would sing? I would do anything for
Well, that's the
love,
only thing you can sing.
But I won't do that.
And then you pause and go, no, I will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
All right, so I wouldn't have Meatloaf. My singer would be, wow, you know what?
Is your singer also
Casey and JoJo? I want to get 2-for-1 out of that.
And is your singer also going to be a person who provides a song?
You have to.
Okay, what's the song?
All My Life.
All right.
And so, then they sing, you know, and then we adjust the lyrics a little bit. So it's, you know, all my life, I pray for someone like you. And then they put my sixth grade headshot up.
Would they
on
do
the
like a montage in the back?
Yes.
Oh.
They do a montage. Wait, guess what? The montage is half me like going around on my presidential campaign, half Hakeem Olajuwon highlight videos.
I like how
to the tune of Casey and JoJo's All My Life.
I like
and then
how
you get a couple videos of Ty Pethy, and then it ends with Ty Pethy being like, it's a botanical magical crystal garden. And then Hakeem goes, good night.
You know how Ty Pethy should come out. Ty Pethy should come out Like, he should have grown this crystal garden. The crystals are like 6 or 8 feet. And so when the fucking curtain rises, this dude walks out from like a scene from Superman.
That's actually a great idea.
Fucking a huge crystal garden.
I would love that, because he'd be like, you didn't use my present back in the day.
And look what it is now, bitch.
Well, I could have... I probably, people who give out crystal gardens and they're unused, they definitely do get very angry.
Oh, yeah. So the bitch is appropriate. He has an Adam Ray doll. And he plays with it in the crystal garden. Oh, you didn't
is that
like
why I've been getting these headaches?
You didn't like my crystal garden? I guess you'll like it now.
Wow.
I find it interesting that the first two people, Ty and Hakeem, not great with English.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of heart in both of them.
Okay.
Hakeem had the heart of a champion.
Okay.
Ty's got the...
And he's your favorite basketball player.
You know what?
You know who mine is.
No, he is. Barkley, Bird, Kemp, all big favorites. But Hakeem, for whatever reason, dude, it was just like... To be that tall, also, as I told you, when I was quick fat, I was the tallest kid in the sixth grade, and so I was a post. And, you know, D. Robinson was also great at that time. Patrick Ewing, I had the Patrick Ewing shoes, which I think only myself and Patrick Ewing had those shoes at that time. And but Hakeem
his shoes were made out of sweat.
Yeah. Hakeem just spoke to me, man. To be that quick and, like, and you know, finesse.
All right, I'm with it. I will tell you now. Let me tell you my Sean Kemp story real quick before I tell you my four. I was dating my ex.
Yeah.
Okay, my ex. And we were about 6 months into dating where she says to me, I said something about Sean Kemp. And she goes, oh, you know, I fucked him, right? I go, what?
What?
She goes, yeah, I fucked Sean Kemp. And I was like, well, I needed that information earlier. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like a first week. Are you cool with us? Keep going, because I fucked Sean Kemp. So she was like, oh, does it bother you? I'm like, well, I got a couple questions right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, were you wrapping it up? Because that's not what he's known for, wrapping that shit up.
No.
And plus, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that his dick is bigger than mine.
No. Yeah. You can assume away on that.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what?
And that's not even like a black white thing.
No.
That's like a
size thing.
I think it just...
If you're 6'10",
if you're 6'10",
and 280, you've got a bigger dick than me.
Although, I don't know, dude. I stumbled into the Sonics locker room one time when I was job shadowing a news reporter through a high school project, and he let me go back into the locker room, and this is right after we signed Jim McElvain. And look, sometimes you walk into a locker room full of naked, grown men athletes, and you try to not look at their dicks, but you do. Let's move on.
Wait.
I saw Nate McMillan's dick, and it was great. I saw Jim McElvain's dick, and it was literally as if you were giving a thumbs up with your pinky.
You know what's terrible is that if you're 6'10", and a girl takes you home, and you have a tiny dick, it's like, it's got to be the biggest disappointment in the world for them. You know, but it's like...
Yeah, because girls go, oh, it's you know, it's not the motion in the boat, it's the dick you fuck with, or whatever the saying is.
Is that the saying?
No, but the ones who say it doesn't matter, you don't want to be, a girl doesn't want to be with a grown man and be so, like, have it be the complete.
No. I asked the question once to a girl I dated, would you rather have a big dick that lasted 2 minutes or a small dick that lasted as
breakfast.
Long as you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a great breakfast. Okay, so let me give you my four.
Yeah.
My regular person, my just walking around, is a guy named Bob Oshak.
I know Bob Oshak very well.
I mean,
Dave
for me.
Dave Schrumpf knows Bob Oshak.
For me, here's why. Bob is the most likable human being in the world.
I'll second that.
Okay, there's never been anybody who's been like, I don't like that Bob Oshak.
Yep.
Okay.
Never.
Never.
And then they actually... They say that and then they top it with, in fact, I love Bob Oshak.
Yes, right. So, and funny as fuck.
Incredibly funny.
I think he hits middle America for me right over the top of the head.
He's one of those guys that is a great writer, but is also a great performer.
Yeah.
Because sometimes really amazing writers just can't make the transition to the stage.
The best, okay? Yeah. So I have Oshak open it, does like a fucking tight 10 and just kills it.
All right.
Okay, now we go athlete, musician, actor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Athlete, I honestly might go with Gronk, because how fucking great would that be? I'd have him dance.
Likeability factor.
Yeah, I'd have him dance around a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be fucking
And
fun.
This is why you running for president already would be better than Trump, because like Trump has the same mentality that you do right now, where he's like, everybody's going to love Chachi.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he
yeah, but like, everybody doesn't. That's the difference.
Everybody doesn't.
Everybody loves Oshak and everybody loves Gronk. I'm 2 for 2.
You're 2 for 2.
Now I think I'm gonna twist it up a little bit here with my actor and my musician.
Yeah.
Okay. With my musician, I think I'm gonna go with Nas. And I'll tell you why. Nas gonna keep that shit real.
Yeah.
Like real, real.
Yeah, you need one guy to just speak the truth and get a little edgy.
Yeah, and
maybe drop an N-bomb.
And Elijah Wan's
not dropping an N-bomb for
no,
me. That's gotta be Denzel.
Not unless the N-bomb is Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, so I like that. And I'm gonna have Nas, because Nas is also kind of low key and cool as fuck. And what a great dynamic between Gronk to Nas.
You're right.
Okay. An actor. I mean, on the spot, if we're going on the spot, actor.
Danny DeVito?
I'm not terrible, but I think I do love a George Clooney, but I think I might go Jennifer Lawrence just to come out.
Wow.
And just do her thing. And, you know, she need a woman out there.
You need a woman out there. That's
she's
why
smart.
I went wrong.
She's irreverent. She fucking says
likeable.
What's on her mind. Likeable as shit. So I think, okay, so your foursome was Ty Worthington.
Ty Pethy. Ty Worthington, I think, hosted the home makeover. But also, guess what?
Terrible.
He's in the hole. He's not, on, you know.
Likeable guy.
Yeah. Okay. He's
so we get Ty Pethy versus Oshak.
Ty Pethy versus Oshak.
You got Elijah Wan versus Gronk.
Although, can I be honest? You might need to replace Oshak. That's a comedian. That's a well-known guy. That's not a regular dude.
I don't know how well-known he is. You mean out of the business?
Dude, he's been on TV. Ty Pethy has seen a TV.
Okay. All right.
There's a big difference.
Okay.
There.
All right. So then I have a.
You have to replace Oshak.
I know who exactly I'm going
who?
With. My barista at Starbucks.
Name?
Maria.
Okay.
She and barista is just.
What is she
nice,
bringing to the table?
Well, she's bringing to the table. She knows she's a hardworking person and she sees me every morning give an extra big tip to her.
Okay.
And you know what else I tell her? When she goes, "What's your name again?" I go, "Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter to me. The coffee tastes the same, whether my name is right or not." You know what she says to me? "I wish everybody had your attitude. Vote for me." That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
She wishes everybody had my attitude.
Yeah. You do have a great attitude.
Thanks, buddy.
So we're just talking about attitudes real quick.
I mean, just we're talking about, okay.
All right. So you're going, all right. So Maria versus Ty Pethy.
Eat paste. Because that might catapult him a little higher for me.
On record, I don't know if that would show up in the scorecard.
Uh-huh.
That might be something he did.
Would you
strawberry esque?
Would you
in the
say
locker room under
like
closed doors?
Percentage wise, what are the chances he eats paste?
60-40.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Anybody with a Crystal Garden might have at least tasted the paste.
You're right. Or you know, oh shit, Seattle it rains a lot. You got to find indoor hobbies. You know.
You know where there's this one kid.
You can grow a Crystal Garden anywhere. You don't need to be outdoors for that.
There was this one kid that I went to grade school with. I believe his name was Dalton Tippins. And we used to convince Dalton that, you know, the glue, the rubber cement.
Yeah.
So we would be every week, we'd be like, "Dalton, make a rubber cement beard again." That was so funny last week. So he would paint himself a little rubber cement.
Oh, my God. And just mouth just closed off to the world.
He would just do all the way around rubber cement beard. And there was one time where when looking back, he was high as fuck because this fucking cement was just he was huffing it.
By the way, how hard is his teacher laughing, screaming the name Dalton Tippins, "Remove your rubber cement beard"?
Oh, listen, can I tell you how he said, after the first week, I go, "Hey, do another rubber cement beard." It was so funny. He goes, "Okay, but it was so hard to get off."
Oh, and I was like, God, I love this kid so much. He's just so, he cannot fight the raw honesty of the situation, but also so willing to do it again.
Yeah, dude.
I know you guys enjoyed it, but just so you know, it was not fun to remove. For weeks, just so you know, I slept really poorly.
Yeah.
Guess what? I still have toast in my face.
Oh, he was fucking high as fuck, too.
Good for that kid.
Yeah.
Dalton Tippins, you ever reconnect?
No, you know, Dalton Tippins
moved. If I was friends with a kid named Dalton Tippins, that when Facebook hit, that'd be the first name I'd search.
He moved in third grade. I did search for Dalton Tippins. I have not found him. I would not be surprised if he ended up doing something terrible.
Why? Or incredible.
He clearly
found an audience early on,
mm-hmm.
and was like, "Look, like there's going to be a lot of downside to this move, but it's making people happy."
Yeah, I'm on board for this.
You know, so maybe he's
Maybe he's on one of the cabinets that I don't even know about.
So you're telling me you would take a barista over Dalton Tippins in your Fab Four?
I'm not sure what Dalton Tippins brings to the table as a grown person putting
showmanship, clearly.
But this woman can vouch for my character.
Yeah, you're right.
That I tip well.
Yeah, Dalton Tippins might bring that up and be like Josh Wolf is kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
He maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, I know he's running for president.
Fuck that guy.
I'd like to see him run for president with a rubber cement beard.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going barista versus Ty Pethy. We're going Denzel versus
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. We're going Hakeem versus Gronk. And we're going Casey and JoJo versus who's your musician?
Nas.
That's a, dude, yeah.
I think the regular person is a toss-up, right? Because Ty Pethy.
I guess, does Maria have a crystal garden?
Can Ty Pethy vouch for the sincerity of your integrity and how good of a guy you are on a daily basis? You haven't seen him since third grade.
Do you know what a crystal garden does? It vouches for your sincerity.
Except you didn't want it. So he gave you something that you thought was special and you basically told him you're a fucking nerd.
So you're counting
your crystal garden.
You're counting on the fact that he's going to show up and oblige to being a part of my foursome, but then he's going to see it as an opportunity to shit on my dreams.
What if he ends up being? What if he ends up being? What was the Guy Pearce from Iron Man 3?
Yeah,
where he shows up and you fucking turned him down those years ago, and he comes back and he's like, "Hey, man," and you're like, "Good to see you," and he's like, "Yeah, good to see you," wow. And then he fucking just has this crystal garden that he unleashes on the crowd, and just
I'd be pumped.
Kills people.
I'd be pumped.
Okay,
because
well, I think okay, so I we'll call that a wash yeah. Because it's hard for other people, but Gronk v. Olajuwon. Now let's just talk about the speeches. I feel like entertainment value, Gronk crushes Olajuwon. Does anybody argue with that in the room?
Yeah.
You're arguing with that?
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I agree with you. Gronk's going to come, but
he's going to spike the microphone when he's done.
He's also going to be nervous. He's going to like, there's
he's
a lot
wear
more
shorts.
He's a loose cannon. There's a lot more room for something really tragic to happen.
You know, he's wearing shorts, no underwear. That's what he's rocking on stage. He's going to come out dancing.
Olajuwon plays it safe.
Yeah.
He thinks Clyde Drexler, you know, he brings up Houston.
Yep.
And how, you know, how great of a place that is.
I think Gronk, what we do is we show a video package of him driving across country in his Gronk bus with his brothers and just having a fucking good time. And it pulls up out front the convention center. And then we see him get out and be like, I'm going to be late to the convention. And he runs in and then the video cuts and he runs on stage wearing the same outfit. And he's like, wah! And he spikes a football and he throws footballs out to everybody. And then he tells a great Tom Brady story, which everybody wants to hear. That's why I didn't have Tom Brady do it. Too easy. I want somebody to come on and tell a Tom Brady story because then Brady and Gronk.
Does everybody really want a Tom Brady story?
Everybody that's voting for me does.
Brady loves Trump.
That's why he's not speaking at my convention. I have to tell you.
That's got
to
be a tough pill for you to swallow.
It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's not. It's a tough one because have you been watching? Did you watch?
If somebody told me Ken Griffey Jr. like literally scooped like spoonfuls of diarrhea and ate it every morning for breakfast, I'd be like, fuck, dude. All right. Maybe he was juicing. I'd find reasons to like not like him. So the fact that Brady is rooting for Trump has got to be.
Wait. That's two different analogies, I think. You're talking about a grown man, for whatever reason, having access to diarrhea every morning.
Yeah.
Who's got access to diarrhea every morning?
Dude.
I mean.
Do you know what is possible when you are filthy rich?
Well, you think he just has diarrhea delivered to his house?
Delivered, made. I don't know if they bring it there and they have people that just shit every.
You like, think there's a diarrhea dude, delivery service?
I think when you are loaded, you can get what you want when you want it.
I would agree with that. I think.
So what I'm saying is if I found out Griffey was doing something terrible like that, it would be tough for me to support his lifestyle.
Yes.
So you finding out that Brady's a Trump lover.
Yeah, I'm still going to say that there's a difference between eating spoonfuls of diarrhea and supporting Trump. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying there's a difference between the two. No?
No, I feel like Trump is a bowl full of diarrhea.
That's a great bumper sticker.
And Brady's eating it.
It's a hard thing. It is a hard thing for me to swallow that the diarrhea and the fact that he is a Trump fan.
But you would never know Brady's eating it because he would send a text about it and then he would throw that phone away. That's at Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter.
Yeah.
By the way, Strumpf, you mind reading us some of those comments?
It's topical. I think they stopped sending them because we don't mention them.
Really?
But guys, right now, because they expect it to be interactive. Right now, we're on Facebook Live, and that's what Adam is referring to. Those are your four.
Yeah.
We need to decide who has a better foursome. And we also have to talk about the bet. We decided what the loser of the bet has to do.
It's to sing the...
It's a karaoke challenge.
Yes.
So the loser of this bet has to do a karaoke challenge.
So this is our last bet that we're about to make here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we... What should the bet be? Should it have something to do with our foursome?
How would we...
I don't know.
Whoever's foursome comes to fruition and actually happens.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you go ahead and tell us your Ghostbuster story about your stunts? And then I'm going to think of a bet while you're...
Think of a bet. Okay. We also need to discuss today Tim Duncan retiring. We need to discuss the UFC...
Brock Lesnar, the PEDs.
Substance abuse.
Do you think, by the way, and I'm dying to know what you guys think, do you think Tim Duncan is the best four? He's the best power forward of all time?
No.
Who do you think's better? We can say Karl Malone. Karl Malone thinks Karl Malone's better.
Karl Malone's incredible.
Yeah, but he played with John Stockton his entire career.
Tim Duncan played with Manu Ginobili his entire career.
Not quite the same.
And had Greg Popovich his entire career.
Yes, but the entire offense ran through Malone his entire career.
I'd say the greatest power forward of all time. Man, Charles Oakley was dope. Derek Coleman was sick.
You're not saying Oakley's...
Who? Charles Barkley. I'm going Barkley.
You're
dude.
Not saying Oakley's better than Duncan. I know we're going to...
No, I was just having a quick Oakley moment.
You're saying Barkley?
I'd say Charles Barkley's better than Tim Duncan.
Okay. The only thing I would say about that is, I guess numbers-wise, you probably can't argue that.
But championships, that's what you're going to argue.
And if you're starting... Let me ask you, if you're starting a team, you want Duncan or Barkley?
Barkley.
If you're starting a team, you want Duncan over Barkley over Duncan?
Oh, yeah.
No, not me. Because Duncan will do anything you ask him to do. And
I don't want that.
And he can play the five if he needs to. He's a way better defender than Barkley was. Fucking way better defender than Barkley was.
I don't need my power forward to play defense.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Why not?
Because I've got Hakeem Olajuwon and Ty Pethi. No, I've got...
By the way, Derek Coleman is the most talented power forward.
Derek Coleman was one of the most underrated NBA basketball players of all time.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was amazing.
Next to Dana Barros.
And Brian Scalabrine.
Wow.
Come on.
How Brian Scalabrine hasn't opened up like a Papa John's competitor, like some sort of pizza...
He should just open a pizza place in Boston called Scalabrine's.
Yeah.
And
doesn't even have to be pizza.
Oh, no. And the dough should be red. Fuck you, Scalabrine. If you do that, I am in for 5%. Red dough, Scalabrine's? No? Is that stupid?
No,
is
it
stupider than I...
No, don't want that.
Was I more excited
two
than
seconds
I...
of silence okay. to doubt your business plan? Jesus.
You see
the
how...
quickest...
the quickest parachute pull of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
red
this.
Red dough, right? One, two. Fuck! I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I really do have to have a little more courage in my convictions.
We got to work on the pitch.
Yeah.
Because Papa John's, that's confidence.
That dude.
Papa John never doubted any of his business proposals. When he went to Peyton Manning's house, you know that he like had just the most. Well, at that point, he's very confident. In his first Papa John pitch, he was probably, even though he's got the face of a guy, and I've said this before, who looks like he just got done blaming a fart on a fat kid in an elevator. Papa John looks like the guy who after he sleeps with a woman, he's like, will you go get me a water? And she like doesn't even know the layout of his place.
Yeah.
And he's like, just go get me one. And she's like, I don't know where your fridge is. And he's like, have you been in a house before? You know, he's like a dick.
Oh, yeah, he's a dick.
And
oh,
she's like,
for sure.
Yeah, I've been in a house. He goes, well, then you can like figure out where the kitchen is, right? And she's like, okay, sorry. Boy, and then she like walks away.
That is
And then guess
detailed,
what? She
yeah.
comes back and he's got a mini fridge under his bed and he's holding a water.
He's drinking a water. He's drinking a water because it
and
took
she,
her too long.
It took her like, by the way, and it took her too long. It took her like 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tops.
Because she went to the bathroom.
Because she went to the bathroom. Yeah. She actually found the kitchen immediately and then went to the bathroom because she was impressed with herself for finding it so quickly. She walked in and she goes, oh, fuck this motherfucker. I found the kitchen.
Yeah.
Sit motherfucker thinks I can't find the fucking kitchen. Well, I found it. And you know what? I'm going to bring back water and this little thing of blueberries. And then she's like, oh, I have to shit. And then she goes to the bathroom. And that takes about 4.5 minutes. She opens the blueberries. She starts to walk back towards the bathroom. She forgot that she didn't wash her hands. She goes back to the kitchen and washes her hands. Goes back into the room and he's sitting there drinking a water. And she goes, did you get that? And he goes, I got it while you were taking a shit. And she goes, how did you know he's shitting? And he goes, I have cameras everywhere.
Also, Papa knows best.
Papa knows best.
Here's the thing.
And then his room spins around yeah. into like a pizzeria.
Here's what I think he's that guy also. I'm going to add a little bit to your story.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I don't know if you can tell when he doubts his business pitches because his face looks the fucking same all the time.
I know.
So I'm not sure if you can tell, but for sure, when he's having sex with a woman, he makes them call her, they got to call him Papa.
Yes.
Yeah. And got to say, Papa knows best. Papa don't preach. He does all that
stuff.
Do you
think he gets real perverted with like, he makes her say stuff like, give me that cheesy bread and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. You want a little cheese in your crust?
Oh, God, dude. I don't even know what that means, but I feel like I need to sign a permission slip. All right.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and I think his bed is shaped like a fucking pizza.
Yeah, it has to be.
His bed is shaped like a pizza for sure. And he has pictures of Peyton Manning all over the wall giving him the thumbs up.
Oh, man.
So when he fucks girls, so he high fives pictures of Peyton Manning.
Oh, yuck.
That's what I think.
All right.
But I will tell you this, makes a delicious pizza.
He does.
I mean, to me,
I'm not gonna lie and say I haven't enjoyed a Papa John's slice.
Out of the big ones, Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, to me, Papa John's, hands down, the best out of the three.
By the way, the last 5 minutes is the worst slash best proposal to Papa John to sponsor this podcast.
I know.
Because I literally am like, that piece of shit probably fucks chicks and makes them get them, you know, Awkwafina. And you're like, but his pizza is incredible. I'm like, it is. Anyway, that's at Adam Ray Comedy. Yeah. If you want to DM me for some podcast promotional details.
Yeah, yeah. And it's at Josh Wolf Comedy. If you just want to tell me to stop talking about Papa John high-fiving Peyton Manning.
I think Tim Duncan retiring is a big deal, though, because we haven't seen a player, A, stay with the team for 19 years.
Boy, this would have been the 20th, I think. Yeah.
That's a long time. And I think if we were to count the number of amazing athletes in the last 10 years that have stuck it out with one team.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, Jeter, Kobe, Duncan. Name another.
Brady.
Greg Louganis.
Brady. I mean, Poppy.
Okay. That's five.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
That's it. Well, I'm talking about like at least 15 years of playing.
What's that? Oh, Poppy was on the Twins. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah, he started out on the Twins. That's right.
Guess what, dude? That doesn't count. Oh, yeah. Love me some Poppy. Fuck. Unless he was with the Red Sox for 15 years. Was he?
No.
Okay.
No.
I need at least 15 years for this to qualify.
Yeah.
Favre, out. Jordan, out. D. Wade, out. LeBron, out.
D. Wade's the
Sabonis
one I never...
Marcellonis, out.
Sabonis Habutis. What's
Sabonis
his name?
Sabonis. Oh, my God.
Arvidas Sabonis.
If you can't get a Ty Pethy or a Bobby Bonilla, you get a Sabonis Habutis.
By the way, Sabonis Habutis is what you can get at a rub and tug place. You can get a Sabonis Habutis.
Is Sabonis Habutis the guy, the name of the lead actor in The Air Up There with Kevin Bacon?
No, I think Sabonis Habutis was the lead singer of the Scorpions.
Also funny. Arvidas Sabonis. Arvidas Sabonis, I think, stayed with one team, but I don't think he played 12 years.
He played in Russia. Wasn't he from Russia?
You're right. What
do you think about the fucking Russian doping thing from the Olympics? They could get banned across the board from the Olympics. They found some state-sponsored doping.
Like, wow.
They were the in Russia, there's like a ministry of sport. It's like, it sounds like something from Harry Potter. Do you know
what I mean? Harry Potter?
I'm today the ministry of sport. But yeah, it's right next to the Crystal Garden.
You said Harry Potter. That's a completely different movie, I feel like.
When's the first porn you saw?
No. Let's try to stay on sports for a minute.
I just remembered that my buddy, when he was 13, his 13th birthday party, his father got us an Alice in Wonderland porn. All right. And we all started watching the porn on our backs, and we ended up on our stomachs for everybody like 10 minutes in. So was like, let's roll over and watch the fucking. I mean, I came like 8 times just laying on my stomach. 13,
did you really?
13, yeah. I mean, it was, I was like, what am I watching? The Mad Hatter had like a dick on his head. It was the fucking.
Well, also that's bad because Alice in Wonderland is probably about your age when you're watching it, right? So you can like kind of.
Yeah.
Because you can't watch that Alice in Wonderland porn as an adult.
Well, you could.
Yeah, but you're what's called a pedophile.
No, I don't think they had an actual 13-year-old in the movie.
Yeah, but she's dressed.
Do you understand how it goes?
But she's dressed as a little girl, right?
Yeah, but that's part of the deal.
No, man.
It doesn't count as a pedophile if you're dressed as a 13-year-old. You have to actually be 13. Otherwise, I would be a 16-year-old my entire life. I've been dressing in a hoodie and fucking jeans my whole life.
All right. So, Tim Duncan.
Sorry.
Played for 19 seasons. And, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tim. But also, see you later, man. Because you were also maybe one of the most boring basketball players of all time.
Disagree.
And that's why we have this podcast. Boring personality, boring bank shots, boring jump hooks. Even when he dunked, I felt like his inner monologue was like, like, it was just so weird.
He was Ty Pithy?
I mean, Pethy. God damn it. If you're going to give this guy some credit, say his name right. Pithy, Parrington. Pethy,
Worthington.
So, Duncan. Look, I'm not going to argue his skill set. He phenomenal and definitely arguably one of the top, I think, 20 players of all time.
But you're making it sound like only the 3-point shot and the dunk are exciting. When he does those moves, like Kevin McHale wasn't fun to watch.
I guess I was maybe like 4 when he was really a big deal.
Have you seen any of the highlights?
Kevin McHale highlights? Yeah. No.
Okay. So
was he a beast?
Yeah, he was a monster.
Yeah.
But point is, like,
he also made angry faces and like got in fights.
And
Duncan never did that.
Yeah.
For me to really love you as an athlete, you have to have Russell Wilson doesn't have to get into fights, but he like gets real fired up. And I gotta see that. Duncan, I never saw scream or get pumped up.
Russell Wilson gets real fired. That's your example of real fired up is Russell Wilson.
No, but
Wilson.
I'm saying like he's not a fighter or like a yell at the refs, but like
now his game
actually
is,
he has a few times.
His game is exciting, but I would say that he's boring as shit.
Fine, but his game's exciting.
His game's
Duncan
exciting.
Is both boring person, boring
I think,
game.
I don't think his game. I don't think Duncan's game exciting because I don't mind a turnaround left-handed bank shot from 12. Who else has that skill set?
I just feel like every game they were probably like, you know, Timmy had 38 tonight, and they're like, fucking really?
38 and 20.
I thought
Forget
he shot like 4 times. You know, he just quietly. It's not noticeable. But maybe that's why he was so great.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that they're better this year with Duncan gone and Gasol there? Like, do you think they, by him retiring, they've actually gotten better?
For sure. Now they have.
Because I think they're going to miss Boris Diaw more than they know. That dude was a perfect Spur.
Yeah.
I don't know where he went. Do you know where he went? Do you know where Boris Diaw went? I don't know where he went. But I think he was a perfect Spur, man. I think the Spurs in general are kind of, look, even, what's his name? Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard's incredible.
Quiet. There aren't a lot of flashy dudes on the team. That's not what they want.
That's not what they want. Popovich doesn't want that.
No. It's funny to me how Popovich can get away with being such a fucking dick.
I think when you win like that,
yeah,
people just go.
Belichick too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Belichick. Went to the Jazz. Good call, Boris. How to leave the Spurs for the fucking, well, I mean, talk about going from a boring team to the boring team.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Utah, I've actually met a lot of really cool people from there. Their comedy clubs are great.
Yeah. Wise guys.
Yeah. But I mean.
Dude, by the way, you crushed last night.
Oh, thanks. Did I?
Yeah, you really I am a terrible.
I had a lot of energy.
Yeah,
I felt that.
Yeah,
There was also 5 minutes of like.
I am a terrible 5 minute comic.
I don't think I've done a 5 minute set in a while, and I didn't realize, I guess, that like I don't, you know, just take my like. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna pound it for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and like not settle in and be and have
crushed
what,
it.
Thanks, man.
My son and his girlfriend were like, Adam is super funny.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you got the kid demo.
Well, because when I met your son, and it was kind of weird because I fanned out for a minute because you showed me that video of him dunking.
Yeah.
And I almost heard myself say, I saw that video of you dunking. It was super fucking cool. Because he came up and he introduced himself, and I was like, hey, and I go, what's up, man? And then he was like, he goes, oh, yeah. And then I go, oh, yeah, do the podcast with your dad. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I go, yeah, I've talked about you a lot. And in my head, I go, all right, first fucking weird thing you just said. And then I go, compliment him on that dunk video. And I was about to say it, and I go, nope, that would have been two things. You'd be like, I'll do a podcast with your dad. I saw that video dunk. It was pretty, made me wish I could dunk. Thanks for coming to the show. Do you need to buy you beer?
I like how you turned into the dudes from fucking, who are the Canadian dudes who did the Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas?
Oh, yeah. SCTV.
Yeah. What was that called?
SCTV. Wow.
No, the movie that they did.
Strange Brew.
Yeah. Thank you. That he knows the answer to.
Well, last night that show was great, and it was a taping for a pilot for you to host a show, which hopefully happens.
It's not gonna.
Fine. Not with that attitude. That Josh Wolf, I've never been more sure about anything business wise where I'm like, oh, you need to be on TV, but you know, it's tough to be a host that is like fun to watch, that's relatable, that is like not threatening for a dude, like that you go like, oh, I want to be friends with that guy, but then you also feel like you could be friends with that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a very good compliment, dude. I appreciate that.
So whether it's this network or Hulu, or whether you start some weird cable show in your basement where you just eat a bunch of edibles and fucking watch TV and comment on it, I'd watch that shit too.
By the way, you're in for 10% of that. I'm on board for that. I walk around my neighborhood at night high.
Yeah.
And just send out ridiculous things.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing to do.
Do you sing songs to yourself?
Oh, yeah. But I also get scared. Oh, I walked through a spider web the other night high. It ruined my entire...
Because you feel like you have the web on you.
Oh,
for
my
hours
mouth was
after.
Open, dude.
Oh god!
So it hit my face and my mouth, and it had the consistency of cotton candy, but it didn't dissolve the same way.
Oh.
So it was on my tongue.
What would you rather get caught in your mouth? A bunch of pubes or a bunch of spider webs?
Whose pubes?
A spider's.
Spider pubes.
By the way, Spider Pubes is opening for Collective Soul next week at the Greek.
Spider and Satan's penis is gonna close the show.
No, that's a serious question. Pubes or webs?
Who is pubes?
I don't know, dude. Nick Nolte.
Webs. Because I feel like the webs and the pubes of Nick Nolte have the same consistency.
For sure.
I feel like he's got a kind of a spider web situation going on.
Here we go.
Okay.
Rhea Perlman.
Okay, now I have another question for
you. Rhea Perlman of Danny DeVito Marriage of Cheers.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The pubes. Do I?
By the way, the pubes should be the name of like a family sitcom.
Oh, the pubes! It's got to be a cartoon, though.
Honey, the pubes are coming over.
It's a cartoon. It's
this
right after
week
Family
on
Guy.
The pubes.
It's right after American Dad.
Fox Animation Weekend. It's an all new lineup of The Simpsons, followed by The Family Guy. One Tree King Hill. What is it? One Tree King of the Hill, and an all new The Pubes.
This week on The Pubes, Timmy can't get his pants on.
Oh, God. All right. Tune in for episode 4. Episode 1's a little dry.
No, it's not. He's got too many pubes.
Oh, that's why. All right. I just was like, we got to work on the storyline. Yeah. Timmy just can't get it. And next week, Dad shows Marissa how to make a bagel bite. Jesus, this show sucks. Good thing there's so many pubes for them to work around that never get used in the story.
The pubes. My question about Rhea Perlman's pubes is this.
Which time?
We're at an hour. Okay, let's wrap it up with my one, so I can answer.
Yeah.
And we need the bet.
Yeah.
Because next week
we'll figure it out.
Next week to me is the time.
Yeah, to cash in on this.
I'm in town all week.
Yeah.
We can do it on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it on a Facebook Live. What is
I know what the bet is right now, and just but so keep talking.
We're going to do a Facebook Live, yeah. And then it'll be karaoke challenge. Whoever loses, the other person
gets to pick the song.
Now, my question about it is...
No outfits.
Oh, no outfits.
Yeah.
That was my question.
Yeah.
So, but just, you know, as the bets go on, we're going to have to step up our game.
Yeah.
So outfits may come into the picture.
All right. One piece of the outfit, like a funny wig or like a...
Okay.
Because actually, you know what? After this next week of Mad TV, today I got fitted for S&M attire for a sketch. Sweet Jesus.
Is that the name of your character?
No, it is It is insane what I have to wear. It's like for a State Farm commercial spoof.
Well, let's do it.
Where one of those agents like pop up an S&M thing, and it's really funny, but it's also like...
Dude, you're on Mad TV.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking great.
Pretty cool.
What's the bet?
How old is Rhea Perlman?
Okay.
Strump, look it up.
Okay. Now, is this Price is Right rules? Well, I think it's just closest.
Yeah, it's closest.
Okay.
You can't $1 a Rhea Perlman.
I also think that we should write it down, because last time you just went 1 year over me.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? You feel pretty good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. I'll write it down on my hand.
Okay, great.
Okay. Cheers was 80 there. Look at me doing math. Okay, there you go. Well, I mean, you can say yours.
Oh, okay.
I already have mine written down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rhea Perlman is 58 years old.
Oh, you're way off. I say 67. 68. Buddy, guess who's on stage singing?
Wait, were we at three?
Didn't we just say that?
Okay, all right. Yeah.
You said next week is the time, and you said this bet is the one. Although I think you're ahead.
I think it was 3-2. Now it's 3-3.
Okay. So
there's one more bet.
Which we can do next week on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 3-3.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking save this.
Good for you.
Yeah.
67.
Not terrible.
By the way, a friend of mine just told me that her, we're talking about babies for whatever reason, and she goes, a friend of mine had a baby on 6'9", born at 4'20". And I go, that kid's going to grow up to either be like the next Bill Gates or the biggest piece of shit ever.
He's going to be eating weed out of somebody's asshole.
Good night, everybody.